Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We'll draw your attention to a couple of inserts in the bulletin. One concerns a garage sale fundraiser for the Gilroy Pregnancy Care Center. And again, about the youth concert coming up on Saturday, July 24th. 234 years ago, on July 4th, 1776, Americans signed an early draft of the Declaration of Independence from Great Britain. One of the signers, John Adams, who became second president of the United States, said the following about the basis of American independence. Quote, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity, commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to Almighty God. John Adams went on to say, this day will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America, and it will be celebrated by succeeding generations in the great anniversary festival. So in order that God's people can celebrate according to their custom, service is normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled this afternoon, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will begin as usual. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 532, God of Our Fathers. Continue our worship now with hymn number 529, My Country, 'Tis of Thee.
Father's Son, Lamb of the Lord.
Will you please stand now as we sing hymn number 272, The Solid Rock?
To give you a report before prayer, please remain standing, about Brother Donald, who was very critical, but thank God the body and your prayers made the difference, and his body is triggered up. And in my last visit, he was very encouraged, maybe 4 or 5 more weeks in the hospital, but the body is healing, and the doctor, very smart doctor, let the body healed by themselves from inside out so that he can be restored to health. So thank God he was in a very difficult situation with a piece of a stone that was powder inside the body. So may God be praised for his mercy. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come today in this very special day in which we remember the freedom in which this country started. And we praise your name for those people who took the courage to get across the ocean and come to this shore to worship you in spirit and in truth. No wonder the Bible said in Psalm 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah and the people that he has chosen for his inheritance. And so, Father, we are delighted to know that our start, our first moments of this nation, was the freedom from within that brought the people to have the freedom from without. Thank you, Father. We pray now that as we have been taking the liberty to go away from thee, that in your mercy you will convict people to come back to the God of heaven, to come back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To be able to say again, O Jehovah our God, and to reestablish America to the splendor of the spiritual life they had before. Lord, we pray for this nation who is going away and away without listening from the truth. And we pray that in your mercy you will blossom again a new America back to the principles of life. Thank you for what you're going to do with us. Thank you for God's people. The key to our solution is in our hands, not in the hands of the Congress. It is in our knees and prayer to a God who answers. Now, Father, we are grateful for the freedom that we have so far. And we pray that as we broadcast this service over the radio, over the internet, over television, that you will be able to use the Word of God to trigger people's mind to go back to the life they had before with you. And if someone is not yet a child of God, may by the power of the Spirit and by the living Word be born again. Lord, we are thankful for those people in our church who are very sick, Donald Detwiler. And now we see the light of thy word coming to life. We are grateful for Dr. Rabines. We miss him in our Spanish class. And we pray that this new biopsy, a new insertion in his body, will locate the tumor, who is in a very difficult location on the top of the heart, and that things will be able to work out in such a way that we will see Dr. Rabines back with us again, our missionaries in the Amazon River. And then, Lord, we have a very difficult situation with Henry's June mother. And now she has been out of the hospital as yesterday, and she is home. And a new treatment with alternate medicine is going to be in place. She's a little better. The doctor's prognosis is sad that her life is coming to an end. But Father, only you know when our life comes to an end. And only you know why she is so sick. We pray that Henry now in Washington be able, together with Tayan, who will go soon, be able to share with his mother the wonders of life, which is not medicine, it is the new home in heaven. Lord, we pray for Henry. The most difficult part of sharing the gospel is with our family. And we pray that the power of the Almighty and the power of the Spirit of God, who can conquer and break mountain, will get into Henry's mother heart. And she becomes a believer like her husband is now. We pray for our missionaries, wherever they are, in Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Poretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diana Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. We pray that each one of them, responsible in their ministry, will share the Christ of glory with the people they minister to. We thank you, Lord, for providing for the means of our church. We thank you for the extended church who goes all the way from Southern California to Washington and to Minneapolis and goes into New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, New Mexico, Arizona. Every state now is writing back and telling us they are listening. And Lord, thank you that our ministry extended. Thank you that those people participate also in the offering of our church weekly. And they send their contributions so that our broadcast can be keep on the air. Thank you for their willing heart. We never request from any listener anything except to listen. But you move their heart to give, and I'm thankful for that. Thank you for your congregation here who support the church and their expenses. And so we pray that you bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. What an amazing music to this celebration, and what talent we have in this church body that can perform so beautifully to the glory of God. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Psalms? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 659. We will be reading Psalm 44. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, Psalm 44. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand, and plant them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm have them, save them. But they, by thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my King, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever, Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. For the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by the reason of the enemy and avenger. All this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death, we have forgotten the name of our God. If we have forgotten that name or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures where your wisdom is set forth for anyone who will only read. We thank you that your word is preserved for our learning. We thank you for the founders of this nation who constantly look to your word for guidance. We thank you for the great blessings that we have enjoyed for so many years. We pray that you would turn many hearts of this people from rebellion back to you again, and with the signers of the declaration, declare a firm reliance on your protection manifested in obedience to your commands. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the great truths from the Bible. Bless him with wisdom and knowledge, and give understanding of the true issues of life to us and to those listening on the radio and internet and CD. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?